Park City has recently hired Kenzie Colson as the new parking and fleet manager. She's also taken the lead on rolling out the new parking management program next summer.
The city engaged with consultant Nelson Nygaard. That was a year-long study on Main Street and downtown parking. It's a comprehensive study. It contains robust recommendations for town. From there, the city created an implementation task force comprised of several stakeholders and members of the city. And so now there's actual momentum toward the real plan rolling out. And what that means is that we'll be at council on Thursday, the 15th, seeking approval for a vendor contract for project management on this.
That project manager, she says, will help source the technology that it's going to take to implement the parking plan as proposed.
We have to get into the nitty-gritty now. And this is a high-tech project, but it has to integrate and be seamless. And so we'll be looking at those exact details of what the technology entails for the program.
The idea behind the new parking management plan for Old Town is that the less parking is available, the more expensive it becomes. Parking passes for the China Bridge parking garage will be a thing of the past. And those who use alternative forms of transportation will get discounts on parking when they do use it.
It is one thing among many. We're looking at wayfinding. We're looking to have a mobile app that will give availability of parking. We're looking for additional tools, smartphone apps that will allow for payment of parking in advance. So the demand-based paid parking is just an element of all of those things. But what will happen is that we'll be targeting the really peak times we know that town melts down. For example, Friday and Saturday nights. We know that if we don't do anything, it's going to be gridlock up here.
The revenue that is collected will not be profit, but will be put back into the programs to offer even better service.
The goal is to take those revenues and then pump them back into these incentive programs that you mentioned. An example would be guaranteed ride home, where folks on Main Street, employees on Main Street, will for sure be able to get home, and we'll be supplementing those programs, additional transit hours.
In order for the incentive programs to work, they need to establish remote parking facilities, which Transportation Director Alfred Knott says is in the works.
The idea is with the Richardson Flat Lot is getting the 248 project complete, and we are working on that with UDOT right now and starting to advance the design and provide transit-only lanes. So it is this whole system and all these support facilities. And another facility we're looking at with the county and with UDOT is converting the Ecker View area into a park-and-ride lot, too. So. And now we have the Campbell Junction Transit Center. You know, we do hear that there's not enough parking there. We do acknowledge that. Rome wasn't built in a day, so we do have to build these facilities kind of one at a time.
With both transit taxes approved in November's election, Park City and Summit County will have more than $8 million a year to improve the situation. Knott says that one of the high priority projects is to rebuild Highway 248 from US 40 to Park Avenue with two lanes in both directions.
And that does take some time. We are working with UDOT, like I said, but it's a long process to do a design work. It's not just a full retrofit, it's a full reconstruction. You know, yeah. We need to worry about the drainage, the utilities, the right of way, the natural resources we want to protect, slope stabilization. It's such a short stretch through there, it's only about a mile. And then to be able to build the whole system, we need to be able to address the whole corridors.
Other improvements will also be made as soon as they can be paid for.
And then also controlling the access within to the high school campus or the school campus, because that provides a lot or has a lot of conflicts associated with it, too. The at-grade crossing, the pedestrian crossing, also creates a lot of conflict. So we're looking to install another tunnel there or below-grade crossing. And then potentially a roundabout or other intersection improvements at Bonanza to address the backup on Bonanza that goes up Deer Valley Drive as well. So we're looking at a full comprehensive project and not just trying to one-off portions of the project itself. But it does take a lot of time. We have to design it to UDOT standards. They have to approve it. But they have allowed us to proceed with taking the lead on the project, which is a big step forward.
By taking the lead, Knott says that Park City can get a lot done on State Road 248 in the next couple of years. UDA didn't have improvements scheduled there for another 5 to 7 years. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.